Self-driving cars might not be a boon to everyone. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Taka Gusa, professor of civil engineering at the Johns Hopkins Whiting School of Engineering, looks into social issues with this new technology.
Self-driving cars, once the stuff of science fiction, are quickly becoming reality as auto manufacturers race to be the first to market. Most are now in a testing phase. This phase raises ethical questions that must be addressed to ensure that this new technology doesn't worsen existing social inequalities. For example, most companies test their models in high-income areas with excellent infrastructure. If they end up deploying only there, then residents of lower-income areas will be cut off from technology that could make their lives better. Access to healthy fresh fruits and vegetables is an area where self-driving cars have the potential to help if deployed intelligently and fairly. Many inner-city communities are food deserts, with corner stores carrying mostly convenience foods. Because they generally lack access to reliable, affordable transportation, residents usually shop once a month, choosing items that will last. Self-driving cars would provide easier access to fresh foods and could even deliver them. Self-driving cars could also help lower-income residents with access to medical services, recreational centers, and even employment. To this end, my colleagues and I are working with cities to help create policies around self-driving vehicle testing and deployment to ensure those in lower-income areas are not left out. We also want to create what we call a real test bed, a small fleet of autonomous vehicles doing the kinds of things we've been talking about. Our first goal is to determine how autonomous vehicles can best be deployed to improve both the food environment and access to healthcare in these lower-income, under-resourced communities.
That was Taka Gusa of the Johns Hopkins Whiting School of Engineering. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and you, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.